Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The colder air is coming. It's been mild this morning, but we'll see temperatures dropping into the 50s with a chance of some showers. I'll show you when to expect the rain.
We're live at the scene of a hit and run in Raleigh. Coming up, new information we've learned from investigators in the last 30 minutes.
Also, a traffic headache on I-95. The highway is closed near Hope Mills 11 hours now after a crash involving a tanker truck.
And it's another tough morning for the Carolina Panthers and their fans. The team is now 1-8 on the season after dropping a close one to the Bears. Once again, things did not go their way. Seems to be a recurring theme for their season. Welcome to your Friday, everybody. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, and we're returning to the fall season with cooler temperatures. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Friday here. Yeah, that changeover is coming. We do have a lot of breaking news for you this morning, especially out on the roads. We'll get to Brian Schrader in just a second. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that cool down.
Yeah, changing weather pattern for us today from all that sunshine and temperatures near records the last 3 days. Today's going to be cloudy. We take a live look at downtown Durham as that sun comes up. We'll see some gray skies. Our temperature officially is 63, so it's going to feel very mild to you as you step out the door. But remember, temperatures this afternoon will be about 5 or 6 degrees cooler than what we're seeing right now. Our wind is coming out of the east northeast, so that's going to start to pull that cool air in, coming at about 7 miles per hour right now, but it will be a breezy afternoon. We are looking at cloudy skies, so the top of the tower is lit there in purple. 62 Southern Pines, 56 now in Goldsboro, 59 in Rocky Mount, 60 in South Hill. So temperatures are beginning to drop a little bit. And, you know, it's going to feel breezy for us this afternoon with those winds out of the northeast at about 10 to 15, gusting to around 20. Let's talk about the rain that we may see today. Could be a quick sprinkle this morning in our northern counties, but we'll have a band of rain that comes through early afternoon. It's going to move through fairly quickly. There's 2 p.m. It's out of here by the evening commute, but it'll bring only a few hundredths of an inch of rain. Saturday, we'll have a better chance of some showers in our southern counties, and then more widespread rain possible on Sunday. We'll walk through the whole weekend on Futurecast coming up. Let's talk about temperatures again, though. Starting in the low 60s this morning, by lunchtime, we're looking at upper 50s, and we'll drop into the mid 50s later on this afternoon and this evening. Brian?
6:02 right now, and we are following breaking news on the east side of Raleigh, where a crash has closed a section of Newbern Avenue, not too far from Raleigh Boulevard. Let's head out live to the scene, check in with WRL's Kelsey Coffey, getting new details from officers there. Good morning, Kelsey.
Brian, within the last 30 minutes, police have confirmed that this was a hit-and-run crash. So right now, we're at the intersection of Newbern Avenue and North Carver Street. This is right by Jack's Seafood and Soul Food, if you know where that is. But there's a police presence that stretches a few blocks over to North Raleigh Boulevard. Just by looking at the scene, there does appear to be a fatality. I called Raleigh police in the last half hour, and they just confirmed that that person was a male. So we're still working to learn more information about how police are trying to track down that driver. We'll keep you updated as we learn more. But Brian, in the meantime, what can you tell drivers about how all of this could impact their morning commute?
That section of Newbern Avenue that is closed is between Carver Street and Raleigh Boulevard. And the best way to get around that is going to be using Raleigh Boulevard to Poole Road as a good alternate route. We'll be able to watch that through the morning. Kelsey will be at this scene. I'll have those sensors to let you know how traffic is developing through there. Look for a minor crash on 40 eastbound around US 1 in Raleigh, otherwise quiet in the triangle. But big problems on the southern side of Cumberland County this morning, where a tanker crash last night closed a section of 95 southbound right around Chickenfoot Road. And at last check, that still was closed there in the Hope Mills area. Best alternate route will take you from Chickenfoot Road to 301 and then back down to I-95 in the St. Paul's area in Robeson County. That's going to add about 10 minutes to your commute.
And Brian, you mentioned it there. I want to show folks the video here near Hope Mills this morning. I-95 is still closed. It's 11 hours now after that major crash involving a tanker truck. The interstate has been closed all night between exits 33 and 41, right between the St. Paul's and Chickenfoot Road exits. This is video showing traffic being diverted there from I-95 onto US 301 near St. Paul's.
New this morning, crews are battling a fire at an abandoned motel in Raleigh. This is video from WRL's breaking news tracker at the scene on Wilmington and Layden Street from just about an hour ago. There are no reports of any injuries. We're working to learn what caused this fire. It's been a scary night for people in the Halifax County town of Scotland Neck. Police are searching for a person or people who shot at officers there last night. Interim Police Chief Tommy Parker tells WRL the shots were fired near Main Street. No one was hurt. We are working to learn more about the search for the shooter.
In the last hour, police cleared the scene of a shooting at an apartment complex in Raleigh. It was 12 hours after a man was seriously injured in a shooting there. It happened in the Northridge Crossings Apartments near Capitol Boulevard about 5 o'clock last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. According to Raleigh police, when they got there to that scene, they found a man who had been shot. And we're working to find out the current condition of that man who was shot and also see if Raleigh police know who shot him.
And happening right now in the WRL Live Center, literally right now, the annual Veterans Day run on NC State's campus. This is a live look there right now. This is the bell tower. The runners literally just took off about 2 minutes ago. They will end at the Memorial Bell Tower. Different branches of the military's ROTC programs are running alongside active duty as well as veterans. After the run, a ceremony will begin at 7 o'clock this morning. It will include a wreath presentation as well as two speakers, so we'll stay on top of this for you this morning.
Michelle, thanks. Drivers in Raleigh, you'll want to know about this. The main road that connects the Village District to NC State will be closed for over a week for sewer and water main replacement. We're talking about Oberlin Road, which will be closed between Pullen Road and Clark Avenue. This will impact drivers for the next 10 days. Traffic will be detoured onto Woodburn Road and Enterprise Street. Oberlin Road is set to reopen on November 20th.
Breaking news overnight, a man is hurt after he was shot in southwest Raleigh near Lake Johnson. This happened on Walnut Creek Parkway South. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. We're working to find out if police have any information about the shooter.
Students at Person High School in Roxborough say they are shocked after a teacher was accused of having a sexual relationship with a student. Tyrone Outlaw resigned yesterday from his position as a social studies teacher at the school. He's facing a charge of sexual activity with a student. The lead investigator tells WRL that Person High School notified the sheriff's office after the victim's father came to them with concerns about his daughter's texts with Outlaw. The investigator says both Outlaw and the 16-year-old student later admitted to having sex at a home. He says this is a message to all parents.
Be aware of your kids and where they are, and there's nothing wrong with keeping tabs on them.
Outlaw joined Person County Schools in August as a teacher and assistant basketball coach. He graduated from the school in 2013 and played basketball at Virginia Tech.
Carolina Panthers will have some time to regroup after suffering another loss, this one to the Chicago Bears. They did get this big spark early here. A special teams play from Amir Smith-Marset. That's a 79-yard touchdown return in the first quarter. The offense struggled, though. Just two field goals is all they could manage. Didn't find the end zone. And a third attempt right there from Eddie Pinheiro with less than 2 minutes left. Fell short from 59 yards. Panthers lost to the Bears 16-13 in a rock fight there. The Panthers are now 1-8 on the season. They will host the Dallas Cowboys at Bank of America Stadium. That game, though, 10 days away, November 19th.
A Robeson County deputy shot in the line of duty is out of the hospital. The support he's getting from the community and his colleagues as he recovers.
And it appears to be a happy ending in Hollywood. And now that the writer's strike appears to be over, we'll tell you when your favorite TV shows could return.
And 7-day forecast looking much different than it did at the beginning of the week. Looking at temperatures in the 50s this afternoon with a small chance for showers. Also on Sunday, our chance for rain is going up for parts of the viewing area. I'll walk you through our rain chances for the weekend.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
6:11. This might put a smile on your face on a Friday. Look at this gorgeous view of Carolina Beach. All these people out there watching that sun about to rise. If you're headed to the beaches over the weekend, they're also going to be cool and a bit on the rainy side. For tomorrow, we're looking at showers in our southern beaches. Reitzel Beach at 60, Ocracoke 60, Nags Head about 57 degrees. So all that warmth that we saw, and we're going to see the cool temperatures this weekend. The beaches will as well. Sunday, we're looking at rain up and down the coast, 50s in Nags Head, again 60 at Reitzel Beach, Ocean Isle at 59. The mountains will be chilly as well, but dry. We're looking at fairly dry conditions for tomorrow. Spruce Pine at 52, Bryson City 58, and then on Sunday, our temperature in Boone 46 and Asheville 51 with an isolated shower. Brian?
6:12 right now. New information just in: that section of I-95 southbound in the Hope Mills area that had been closed overnight has reopened. So all lanes now on 95 southbound are open at Chickenfoot Roads. Good news there. Over on the east side of downtown Raleigh, we are following breaking news. A crash, a hit-and-run crash involving a pedestrian, has closed westbound New Bern Avenue between Raleigh Boulevard and Carver Street. And it's likely that investigation is going to continue for much of the morning commute. So if you're coming inbound on New Bern Avenue, take Raleigh Boulevard to Poole Road, and then from there you can rejoin New Bern Avenue on the other side of that closure. Renee?
Brian, thanks for that update. And now to a follow-up you'll want to hear about only on WREL. We are hearing for the first time from one of the sheriff's deputies shot in the line of duty this week in Robeson County. Deputy Kaylin Locklear was released from the hospital last night, and he has a long road to recovery. As Deputy Locklear was awaiting his release from the hospital, he saw this large showing of support from the Robeson County Sheriff's Office. Look at all the flashing lights. Locklear and fellow Deputy Jonathan Walters were both shot Tuesday while trying to serve an arrest warrant to a murder suspect who was out on bond. According to his father, Locklear was shot in the arm and leg, and another bullet hit just millimeters from a main artery.
And I knew this part of the job, going after people like that or possibility of getting shot, but I just never expected it to be the way it was.
Deputy Locklear says he will be starting physical therapy as he continues to recover from his injuries. The man who shot the deputies, Sean Locklear Jr., no relation to the deputy, remains in critical condition after he was also shot in the exchange.
A Virginia football player is in the hospital this morning after a scary injury during a game against Louisville. Running back Paris Jones was hurt after being hit late in the third quarter. He fumbled the ball and a teammate returned it for a touchdown. But as he carried that ball, the collision with the defender, the teams gathered in concern as he remained motionless on that field. He was carted off and taken to the hospital. In a post to social media just before 12:30 this morning, the team announced Jones has regained all movement in all of his extremities. It is such good news.
Now that the Hollywood writer's strike is over, the next unanswered question is when your favorite TV shows will return. WRL's Ken Smith is following the developments out of Hollywood this morning, where the union's national board will review the deal today. Ken.
And you know, Renee, after that review, we are expecting to learn more about what's actually in this tentative deal. The script is still being written as to when your favorite TV shows will return, though. Of course, this tentative deal, said to be worth about $1 billion, still must be ratified by the union's 160,000 members. That, too, is expected to happen, by the way. And now that the deal with pay raises and other AI incentives appears to be done, industry watchers say the work to get back to work begins.
I think people are going to work harder into the work longer into Thanksgiving week, probably work longer into December than they normally would around the winter holidays, because, again, I think Hollywood is just dying to get back to work.
Clearly, this is a work in progress. And, you know, the other upside to the strike ending, actors will again be able to talk about their upcoming projects, and you'll start to see more of those movie trailers and those red carpet premieres. Coming up on today, starting at 7, a closer look at that timetable as Hollywood scrambles to get your favorite TV shows back in production.
There are many opportunities to get a jump on your holiday shopping this weekend.
Even some tree lighting's happening out there as well. It's time to take a look at some of Out and About's best bets for you. There are three holiday markets coming up on Saturday to help you tackle your holiday shopping. The Tap Yard will host its Holidays Market from noon to 6 p.m. There'll be vendors and food trucks there. Admission is free. In Cary, Fenton will host its Maker's Market from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And in Wake Forest, the Mistletoe Market will feature more than 200 vendors. Admission to that event at Wakefield High School is $6 cash.
Trees are lighting up this weekend in Cary. Parkside Town Commons will be hosting Sparkle Night on Saturday. That will be from 4 to 7 p.m. The Christmas tree will be lit and Santa will be there. Families can also enjoy inflatable obstacle courses, face painting, games, and music. Also in Cary, Crossroads Plaza will be lighting its holiday tree with an event from 3 to 6 p.m. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there as well.
And a great Broadway show is in Durham this weekend. The revival of Funny Girl is at the Deep Pack with all of its classic songs. It's on stage through Sunday. For more about these events and others happening this weekend, you can go to WRIL.com and search Out and About. 617 right now, the changeover is coming. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRIL Severe Weather Center will be a very different weekend than what we've experienced last weekend and this whole week, really.
Yeah, we had such warm temperatures and a lot of sunshine last weekend for most of this week. And the big change happens today. Already it is cloudy out there. We take a live look at Goldsboro. Of course, here's our newsroom in Fayetteville. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant and in Apex, showing cloudy skies all across the viewing area. Here's our big picture. We have a front that's just to our south. It's going to sink a little farther south and stall, and along that we're going to see some waves of moisture. So the chance of some showers late Saturday along this front, and then again on Sunday. There's a band of rain that's back to our west. That band of rain is going to slide through here today, but it weakens considerably as it moves in our direction. Could be an isolated shower in our northern counties this morning. Right around lunchtime, we start to see that band moving through. There's 2 o'clock from Rocky Mount down towards Southern Pines, and then by 5 o'clock, it's out of the viewing area. We're talking about a tenth of an inch or less with that band. And then we may end up seeing a real difference across the area Saturday. Our northern counties could see some sunshine, and our southern counties could see a few scattered showers starting around lunchtime into the afternoon and evening. There's 5 o'clock Saturday, and again, that continues on into the evening. And then on Sunday, more of that moisture may stream northward, bringing us a better chance for rain across the viewing area. Yesterday, it looked like it would maybe stay in our southern counties. Today, this version of Futurecast spreads that rain northward all the way to the Virginia line during the afternoon. I'll say that some of the short-range models, just the beginnings of those, look like they're pulling that rain away from us on Sunday. So keep checking back. We'll have a good look at that, especially on our new newscast. We'll have a full run of those high-resolution models for Sunday. So for today, looking at that band of isolated showers that comes through, our southern counties with some showers on Saturday, and then Sunday, it looks like it could be wet for a good bit of the viewing area. Again, less than a tenth of an inch for our rainfall today, but for Sunday, look at this. We can see a half an inch in the triangle and 3/4 to almost approaching an inch in some of our southern counties. We do, of course, talked about a lot of those tree lighting events that are happening over the weekend. Saturday in Cary at Crossroads, 2 o'clock, 58 degrees. At 6 o'clock with that tree lighting, temperatures will be in the mid-50s. It's going to feel pretty cool for us all weekend long. Duke plays at Carolina Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's likely to be dry but cool with temperatures falling through the 40s during game time. We do still have one more system out there in the tropics, just a 20% chance that this one develops down there off the coast of Central America. Checking out our 7-day forecast, looking at Veterans Day on Saturday. Again, we'll have some potential for some showers on and off over the weekend, and then our temperatures will be warmer next week as we end up with a little bit of sunshine. So, unsettled over the weekend, but we still have some mild weather in our forecast coming up.
All right. It is 620 right now. We are following breaking news on the eastern side of Central Raleigh. A section of Newbern Avenue is closed this morning between Raleigh Boulevard and Carver Street. I want to take you to live pictures from the scene of a hit-and-run crash that apparently involves a pedestrian. The inbound or westbound side of Newbern Avenue is closed between Raleigh and Carver. This morning, it's likely going to be closed for much of the morning commute. So consider using a combination of Raleigh Boulevard down to Poole Road as a good way to get around that closure. It looks like eastbound or outbound traffic is open. A couple other crashes I'm watching. A report of a crash with injuries on 40 eastbound around the Clayton Bypass this morning with a little bit of a delay showing up. And on 70 Business near Guy Road, between Guy Road and Rainer Road, leaving Clayton heading back toward Garner. A report of a minor crash there. Not seeing any delays just yet.
Thanks, Ryan. Today's your chance to get tickets to Raleigh's biggest music festival. Dreamville tickets go on sale to the general public today after VIP passes sold out quickly.
And tonight, a Durham teacher who makes a big difference in the community can win big on TV. She's getting ready to take on the wall as it honors local heroes.
is What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
6:25 right now on your Friday morning. Actors are back to promoting their new projects now that that strike is over.
Ryan Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, Timothy Chalamet is hosting SNL this week, and he is excited to talk about Wonka. Listen.
Timothy, I'm so excited.
Willy Wonka. Wonka.
What?
Sorry, the actor strike just ended. I could finally promote my movie.
Oh, well, congrats. That's
Willy Wonka. Chocolate man. Willy Wonka.
And they are the writers still on strike with that kind of material? Anyway, that new version of Willy Wonka is coming out December 15th.
Ooh. The jab from Schrader. I love it. So he's got this is the thing. They haven't been able to talk about it since while the strike was going on. So now everybody, now that they can, they are. And they're doing it. He's got a month before that comes out. So they got some ground to make up now.
I wonder for some of them, they even remember when they did the movie, because it's been a while. You know, there's kind of a gap with that when they make the movie and promote it, too.
There's no way I could remember things that had happened a couple of months ago. Harry Styles, he has a new look and it's turning heads. His head is bald. He has shaved his head, apparently. TMZ shared this video of Styles and his new buzz cut at a YouTube concert at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Some of his fans on TikTok are sharing their disapproval of his new look with the particularly cruel, I can't even look at him anymore.
Ooh, Harry Styles going hairless, really. Yeah, he looks totally different without all those locks of hair. And then there's this conspiracy theory out on social media that he's doing this in response to a re-release song from Taylor Swift. They dated for a hot second back in the day, and there was a song about him. She put out new lyrics where it's like, you grew your hair long, or, you know, something to that effect. Anyway, everyone's thinking, oh, this is in response to that. There's a lot of, conspiracy theories.
He'll show her.
Oh, yeah.
Shave my head.
Such drama. I think she's happy with Travis. All right, Brian, thanks. Tonight, a teacher from the Triangle will be featured on a popular NBC game show.
Hey, Durham, Turquoise and Donald are taking on the wall.
Make sure you watch it, baby.
You're going big.
Also,
love their energy. The show spotlights people doing big work in their communities, and they get a chance to win some big money. Turquoise Parker is a teacher at Lakewood Elementary, and she started the Bull City Fundraiser after seeing so many families struggling to put food on the table. Parker and her husband Donald will take their shot at winning $1 million tonight on the game show. It airs right here on WREL at 8.
Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash in Raleigh that's closed a portion of New Bern Avenue. Coming up, new information we're learning from investigators in the last hour.
And big changes today. Our temperatures will be cooler, and we have the chance of just some light rain. I'll go over your potential for rain today and again Sunday coming up.
And just within the last 15 minutes, I-95 is back open after a crash that had a section of it closed for more than 11 hours.